Warning! The root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. We're having some fun during the break. Chris O'Sullivan is my board op and associate producer, and he's in my ear at all times. How would you like an Irishman in your ear? He is funny. He's like a comedian. And we're having a good time. Hey, by the way, I will open the show by saying something that Joe Biden would never say. Commemorate the anniversary of D-Day. Today's the 79th anniversary of D-Day. Joe Biden never says anything about it. He didn't say anything in 2021. I don't think he said anything in 2022. Now it's 2023. We're not commemorating D-Day. Well, he should be, because it was the greatest military feat probably in world history. That invasion, putting that invasion together, multiple countries and hundreds of thousands of troops and thousands of ships and air overhead to bombard the German forces and the entrenched German forces. And we won that battle and took back France. And it was just an incredible effort by the greatest generation. And I just want to say thank you and God bless all of you who are still alive that fought the good battle. And most of you aren't still alive. I hope you're up in heaven just enjoying the wonderful, cherished time that you should have for being part of the greatest generation and fighting the greatest battle and the greatest war of all time, sacrificing for all of us so that we could buy transgender dresses for little boys at Target. Can't even believe what's happened in my country. Can't even believe it. But the people on D-Day are turning over in their graves. My dad, who was at Okinawa, has got to be turning over in his grave what's happened to our country. It's incredible. Even the Navy. My dad was in the Navy. The Navy has gone woke. The Air Force has gone woke. The Marines have gone woke. Everybody's woke. They've destroyed all of it. We couldn't fight a war now if our life depended on it. And we don't have any weapons. They've all been sent to Ukraine. Who does something like that? Who gives up your whole country's weapon stock and all your best materials, A, on the battlefield in Afghanistan, leave it there for your enemy? And that created, I think, the 16th most powerful military in the world, just the left behind weapons on the battlefield to the Taliban. And B, the rest that you've got, you give that to Ukraine. You can't replace it that quickly. We don't have any weapons. Our military is ragtag. It's like the American Revolution days. I'm surprised our soldiers have shoes. They should be freezing at Valley Forge with no shoes on. That's how bad things are. How bad things are, I feel like a Rodney Dangerfield routine. You know, how bad are things, Wayne? Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna, Republican of Florida, says the FBI is afraid that if they put forth the information that Congress wants about the millions of dollars stolen and extorted by Joe Biden as vice president, if they expose that crime, they're afraid the informant in the Biden investigation will be killed. Now, you tell me, I, Wayne Root, I get called a conspiracy theorist because, well, first of all, I'm always right. 99.99999% of every quote-unquote conspiracy theory I've ever talked about has turned out to be right. And the American public agrees with me on all of them, on 100%. But second of all, it's just one of the ones I talked about was this kid, Seth Rich. Seth Rich was a kid, like 23, 24 years old, and he worked for the Democrat National Committee. And it was said that he's the guy that gave all the incriminating materials that made Hillary look bad and all the DNC materials that made the DNC look bad to WikiLeaks, Julian Assange. He gave them all, he leaked it all to Julian Assange. And that could have been one of the main reasons Hillary lost the election. And one of the main reasons she was should have been under indictment, and almost was under indictment. And then next thing you know, he's murdered in what looks like a hit. In other words, he had a nice watch on. They didn't steal it. He had a nice wallet filled with money. They didn't steal it. He had a necklace. They didn't steal it. He had a cell phone. They didn't steal it. They just shot him dead for no reason in front of his house in Washington, D.C. It looks like a hit. And I said that. It looks like a hit. And I suspect that if it was a hit, it would be someone in Hillary's camp that had every reason to do it. We know there's quite a few people that have been killed around the Clintons or suicided around the Clintons. And I suspect that Seth Rich will join that list. And I was called a conspiracy theorist. The leftist media attacked me. But here's the United States Congresswoman saying that the FBI is afraid that if they put out the information to Congress, there'll be a leak and therefore the informant will be killed. And the informant is informing on Joe Biden and the Biden crime family. So let me ask you a question, a la Seth Rich. Who is it that might kill this person for squealing on a massive Biden crime? Obviously, the FBI thinks someone in the Biden orbit or the Biden crime family or Biden himself would order the murder of this guy, obviously. So who else would order the murder? So when I said that maybe someone in Hillary's camp wanted Seth Rich murdered, what was wrong with that? It turns out I'm right. And Biden might be looking to get someone murdered. Doesn't mean the FBI is charging Biden. Doesn't mean they're saying it's Biden for sure. But who else would want to kill an informant showing that Biden committed massive crimes against the American people, huh? All right, on to some other news. A highly credible source reveals FBI election interference scandal. You know, I've said it again and again, and I'm right again and again and again. The election of 2020 was stolen, and the FBI was right in the center of all of it. They helped to, if not coordinated, and were the centerpiece of the theft of the 2020 election. Witnesses coming forth saying it. On yesterday's show, I also reported there are witnesses who have testified that the USPS, United States Postal Service, was part of a major part of the 2020 steal, which is sad because they're incompetent and they have a hard enough time delivering my mail and yours, but somehow they could steal an entire presidential election when they put their mind to it, huh? I wish they put their mind to delivering the mail. So the U.S. Postal Service had 18-wheelers delivering hundreds of thousands of ballots already filled in, left Long Island and delivered them to Pennsylvania, where Trump had an 800,000 vote lead on election night. And the next thing you know, he loses Pennsylvania 7 days later as they count more and more mail-in ballots. I mean, this whole thing stinks to high heaven. The election was stolen, no question about it. Some other scandals, I could say I told you so. DHS faces backlash over app used to grant would-be illegal immigrants entry to the USA. There's a backlash now, but I warned about this before anybody else. I told you so. I told you that DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, had created a concierge app, and they stopped or certainly slowed the reporting of illegal aliens coming over the border, because they were able to do that because they're all coming over willingly. They're not considered illegal anymore. If you make an appointment on an app, you take your phone and you make an appointment with DHS and you say, I'm coming over the San Diego crossing tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And then you walk up to the crossing and you turn yourself in, you put your hands up. That doesn't count as an illegal breaking into America anymore. That counts as a person who's been invited in and comes in willingly. And so Biden is using that to try and make it look like the amount of illegals coming in are much lower. I told you so. Told you so. New poll is out. Trump is winning by 10 points over Joe Biden among independents. I told you so. He has a chance to win this thing if it's not rigged and stolen. Mexican drug cartel caught with military-grade rocket launchers, the same weapons being sent to Ukraine. I talked about this in hour number one. That could be because, I'm guessing, Ukraine is selling the weapons. They're turning around as they get them from us for free, and we're just, you know, raping our own country, destroying our country, bankrupting our country, destroying our military. No weapons left in the cupboard is bare for our own military. But Ukraine turns around, instead of using the weapons, they sell them on the black market to the Mexican drug cartel, and they keep the money. I told you Ukraine is made up of Nazis, neo-Nazis, and Ukrainian mafia. And Zelensky's mixed up with all of them, probably backed by all of them, and they're all stealing our money. And I, you know, one of the ways they're stealing our money is we're sending cash, they're stealing it, siphoning it off, and they're sending, we're sending weapons. And they turn around and sell them on the black market and make a fortune. And then one of my buddies, who is retired U.S. military insider, and his son is in the military as well, and he texted me in the middle of my show, and he said, Wayne, I don't think it's Ukraine only selling those weapons. I think it's actually the agencies of the United States government selling the weapons on the black market and putting the money in their pockets. And so, either way, bad news, folks. We got a corrupt government. You laugh at Mexico, you laugh at Russia, you laugh at China, you laugh at corrupt countries. Turns out we're as corrupt as any of them. The Biden crime family and the Obama crime family run the United States of America. This segment sponsored by Z-Shield and Z-Stack. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. He lost his battle with cancer last year. His revolutionary Z-Stack product, based on his Nobel Prize nominated Zelenko protocol, to boost your immune system against active viruses, and now Z-Shield boosts your body against dormant viruses, Epstein-Barr, herpes virus, shingles, chickenpox. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. Use the promo code WAR for a huge discount just for my fans. ZStackLife.com, promo code WAR. I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them and I personally buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver that you could put in your IRA, SEP IRA, or have it delivered right to your door, 100% insured. When it comes time to sell, Gold Gate Capital makes it easy for you. They'll buy the metals back from you if you ever decide to sell. So, call Goldgate Capital toll-free at 855-770-GOLD today. Tell them Wainwright sent you, and they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. The one thing you can count on to protect what you have worked so hard for is physical gold and silver. So don't wait. Call Goldgate Capital now. Toll-free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-4653. $15,000 in free silver is possible on your first order. So what are you waiting for? 855-770-GOLD.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35, or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Are you a conservative warrior, a Christian patriot? Do you love America? It's time to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, they will go broke. I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservative and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. All of the products are made in America at the highest quality and at the best prices found anywhere in the world. GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Every household product you're already buying is available at GreatPatriotStore.com for a dramatically lower price. Healthier, environmentally friendly products from a pro-America company, and you save a fortune. GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. It's all shipped to your doorstep. Go now to GreatPatriotStore.com. Stop spending your hard-earned dollars with woke companies. Buy American products from an American company. GreatPatriotStore.com. MyPillow.com.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Folks, you've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow, including me. Well, Mike Liddell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these, ensuring they weren't just any old slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long so they can be worn both indoors and outdoors. These are now my favorite slippers ever. For a limited time, you will now save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com, promo code WAR, or call 800-659-9475. All right, Wayne Allyn, first of all, I can never stop reminding you, because I'm the guy who started the whole battle against the woke companies. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book was the first one that started all. If you don't have a copy, please go grab a copy today. And the companion book is the Great Patriot Boycott book. So the Boycott book showed you the 116 companies to boycott that are the most woke, and I picked some really good ones: Disney, Target, Bed Bath & Beyond, Starbucks, and they're all suffering. And the Great Patriot Boycott book tells you which companies to buy from and spend your money with and invest your money with in your retirement accounts. They're all conservative and patriotic and Christian companies. Great Patriot Boycott and Boycott books by Wayne Allyn. Get them at Amazon or any fine bookstore. Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you tell them that Wayne Root sent you or War sent you, you'll get up to $15,000 in free silver. $15,000 in free silver. If you're among the first 100 callers and tell them Wayne Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you $15,000 in free silver. Got that? Be among the first 100 callers today. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Remember I told you the story a couple days ago, one of the stories that proves the downfall of America, how fast it's happening, was the children's choir was stopped from singing the national anthem by the Capitol Police. Well, breaking news, Donald Trump invites the children's choir that was stopped from singing the national anthem by the Capitol Police inside the Capitol building to perform at his upcoming South Carolina rally. How cool is that? Good job, President Trump. Smart move. I have been noticing that there's real problems now with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Something's wrong with Marjorie Taylor Greene. She started out as such a conservative, patriotic MAGA firebrand, and now all she does is kiss Kevin McCarthy's ass 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Something going on there? I don't know. Pretty strange. She looks at him like, you know, kind of like my wife looks at me. There's an adoring look between Marjorie Taylor Greene. Everything Kevin McCarthy does is great, according to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Leaked texts, I'm not the only one who's noticing, reveal a major fallout between GOP firebrand Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Everything she's doing now is not MAGA, is non-MAGA, or is anti-MAGA. Her and Kevin McCarthy are BFF. best friends forever. She adores him. He could do no wrong. How she came to Washington and went from being a Wayne Root, Matt Gaetz, Republican conservative firebrand to someone who's jumped in bed, I don't know about literally, but certainly metaphorically, she's jumped in bed with Kevin McCarthy and loves and supports everything he does. And Kevin McCarthy, to me, is just like Mitch McConnell, a fraud, a Democrat masquerading as a Republican who is the worst negotiator of all time, or playing for the other side when it comes to the debt bill, one of the worst negotiations I've ever seen. The guy bragged that he got rid of 1,000 IRS agents and kept 86,000 in the deal. Thanks, Kevin, with friends like you, who needs enemies? And now there's a real battle going on, a real division of fallout between Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Very disappointing. Here's something that's very good, though. Jaw-dropping numbers. Bud Light Memorial Day sales reported to drop 60%. The boycott is getting stronger and deeper. But Bud Light is in so much trouble. Anheuser-Busch in so much trouble. And I didn't need to know the 60% drop, factually, because I could tell you there's a bit of evidence here in Las Vegas. Here's a letter from one of my fans, Alan. He says, for Vegas night home games, and our Vegas Knights are in the Stanley Cup Finals, and they're up 2-0. They scored 7 goals in one game the other day. Incredible. And a booth was set up to give away $3,000 worth of Bud Light. Free beer. And it used to be the number one beer in America, and they're giving it away free. And all you have to do is take a photo with two beautiful Bud Light girls. I mean, gorgeous women, right? So what guy could resist that? And then they put your picture up on the golden board, because it's the Golden Knights, the golden board right next to the booth. And at the end of the hockey game, my fan Alan says, I passed by the booth and there wasn't one picture on the board. Nobody wanted a picture holding a Bud Light next to these gorgeous women, because nobody wants to be seen with Bud Light ever again. Boy, did they step in it. You know, there's a famous saying, he stepped in crap, but he landed in gold. When someone's lucky, Bud Light is the reverse of that. They stepped in gold and somehow they landed in crap. They destroyed themselves. Their whole company is ruined. Because one stupid, ignorant, obviously woke liberal feminist executive decided they were the number one selling beer in America, but that wasn't good enough because they were in slight decline because it's only white men that drink it. We got to bring in all the other groups, including gay men and transgenders. Now they're not number one anymore. They're not even number 20.
If someone told you that you could change your entire life in 88 days, would you do it? Would you believe it?
We are John and Chelsea Jubilee. What would you say if we told you that you could reverse diabetes, high blood pressure,
or most any other disease without painful exercises in just 88 days?
I didn't even think I'd cry talking about that.
It's okay.
But honestly, it was really cool to be able to get my life back.
We have a breakthrough science of intercellular hydration.
Don't miss your opportunity to get well. We know that almost everybody out there is selling false hope, that everyone is selling a diet, but every diet works for a minute. But life is longer than a minute. But you need something that's sustainable.
We have been helping people for over 25 years with this breakthrough science of intercellular hydration.
You will lose fat fast, including that killer visceral fat. Chronic dehydration is the root cause of most illnesses. We want to encourage you, go log on to our website. Watch these amazing testimonials. They sound too good to be true.
Every day we hear someone that says, it sounded too good to be true, but it worked for me.
Had their kidney function down to 60%, that's irreversible kidney damage. No getting that back. Except it did. My kidney function came back.
88 days, what could you expect? What I didn't expect. My acid reflux I had for over 20 years, it's completely gone.
It's okay to be skeptical, but don't miss your opportunity to be your best you ever now.
So log on to energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. My Pillow 2.0.
Wow, it's so soft and smooth.
It's cool to the touch. How did you do that?
Well, we took My Pillow's patented fill and combined it with this new technology that we didn't have back then when I invented My Pillow. To bring you the best pillow in history, MyPillow 2.0. Just like all of you, I never imagined that MyPillow could get any better. That's why I haven't changed it in nearly 20 years. Then I heard about a revolutionary new technology, and I knew I had to bring it to you all. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The MyPillow 2.0 is cooler and softer than the last MyPillow. It is so comfortable to sleep on at night. I look forward to going to bed, and I wake up well rested in the morning.
Sleep is all about temperature and height. MyPillow 2.0's patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact individual support you need from your head to your bed. And now here's where it gets even better. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions where you get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over to the cool side. Well, all that's gone with my brand new MyPillow 2.0 cooling fabric that's made with temperature regulating thread.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Coffee. I get products all the time from entrepreneurs for my new platform, MyStore.com. And when I tried My Coffee for the first time, I was blown away. It is the best coffee I've ever had in my life. I spent the last 4 months doing my due diligence, and this family-owned business micromanages every step from the fields to the cup to ensure the best quality coffee you're ever gonna have. It starts with the beans that are grown in Honduras. Honduras's volcanic soil and humid climate make the perfect growing conditions for coffee plants, which produce the best beans ever. Then each batch is tested for its aroma, taste, and other aspects to meet the highest standards in the coffee industry. And after that, it goes into production, which is all done right here in the USA. It's like you're getting that small batch specialty coffee, but delivered right to your front door. So go to MyStore.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code and you'll get your very own My Coffee for 25% off. You guys all know that I've traveled the country for the past year and a half. I've stayed in hundreds of hotels. I've tried every coffee out there. Well, some of the coffees have that terrible aftertaste, some that leave me jittery, or I get an upset stomach. Well, My Coffee is different. It's the richest, smoothest, best coffee I've ever had. My Coffee comes in a variety of flavors. You get them ground or whole bean, plus it's certified organic and non-GMO. I guarantee it'll be the best coffee you've ever had. So go to MyStore.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get My Coffee for 25% off. And I'm gonna give you deep discounts on all My Store products. That's MyStore.com. It's my new platform for USA entrepreneurs. Please order now.
Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. Energized Health is the sponsor of this show because they are a wonderful company that I could not recommend highly enough. They changed my life. I've never been fat in my life. I had no fat to lose, but I lost, or I should say I had no weight to lose, but I lost, shockingly to me, 25 pounds of fat. Most of it inner body visceral fat around my organs. Everybody's got it. My executive producer, Andrew Paul, is actually as skinny as a marathon runner. He went on the program with me. He lost 38 pounds of fat. I don't know where it could possibly have been. He's one of the skinny dudes, man. He looks like a marathon runner. Like used to say, you're skinny as a beanpole, and yet he lost 38 pounds of fat. I lost 25 pounds of fat. This thing is amazing, and it reshapes your body and reshapes your face. Very cool. And all of it is built around the idea of inner cellular hydration. And so that's what they call the life game changer. Science backs it up. A study by the National Institute of Health reveals that proper hydration might slow down the aging process and prolong a disease-free life. Here's your chance to be like Wayne. You can contact Energize Health now. Tell them you want the WAR 40% off discount. That's Wayne Allyn-Root, WAR, and you get 40% off. EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, or call them directly, 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Our guest is here, Tamara Leach. Tamara Leach, she is the organizer of what I thought was one of the most incredible things I'd ever seen in my life, the 2022 Canadian Truckers Convoy, and author of the new book, Hold the Line, My Story from the Heart of the Freedom Convoy. Her book is available on the following website, theconvoybook.com. Theconvoybook.com. If I was her, I would have made the website holdtheline.com. That was probably taken already. But that's a great name, Hold the Line. Tamara, that's a great name for a book. I thought the website should be the same name because you guys really held that line like it was a war. It was the Civil War, and you were fighting for, you know, the North and America against slavery. You did a great job.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me. It really was. It was an absolutely incredible experience. And when I look back now, you know, it was. Those truckers were like soldiers going off to war, you know?
They were. And by the way, I there was a reason I brought up that analogy, like fighting for the North of the United States, protecting our country and fighting against slavery. Because I thought, you know, forcing people to be vaccinated against their will with a vaccine that I think is poison is like slavery. It is like what happened in Nazi Germany. It is like what happened to black people in America during slavery. You have no right to force vaccinate people. And that was the whole point of the truckers' convoy. Freedom. We all have our own personal freedom and rights, and you can't force me or you to get vaccinated against our will. That violates the terms of the Nuremberg Code. So I thought what you were doing was heroic. I thought it was wonderful, and I was shocked by the savage way that Justin Trudeau ordered his shock troops, his storm troops, to come after you guys. And you, weren't you imprisoned for a while there?
I was, yeah. Yes, I was, yeah. I've been, I was arrested on the 17th of February and spent 18 days in the detention center in Ottawa. And I was also rearrested on an alleged breach last summer, so I spent an additional 30 days. I don't have normal bail hearings for some reason. They don't give me bail very easily, even though I've never even been in Facebook jail before.
You know, when you say they don't give me bail very easily, you realize in America we have all these Soros-funded woke DAs that let every murderer out, what they call not no bail. No bail means you deny bail. They call it zero bail, meaning you don't have to pay any bail and you just walk right out. But you, people like you and me, patriots who fight for freedom, are denied bail and stuck in prison in America. So is that what's happening in Canada as well?
Yes, it is, unfortunately. Really strange times. You know, you brought up the dismantling of the convoy by the law enforcement and the government. And, you know, that was stuff that I grew up watching on TV that happened in different countries, not in Canada. We're known as the most peaceful and passive country on the planet. So to see that level of violence was shocking.
Yeah. Yeah. The government stormtroopers. My understanding was that when I was watching it, I heard that they actually, you know, when they went to arrest the truckers and move the trucks out of the way, they took some of their trucks. So if you make a living with your truck, they impounded your truck and took it away either long term or forever. And if there was a dog in the cab, your dog, they took the dog away from some of the truckers. Now, that's what I heard. You were there and you lived it. Did they actually take people's trucks away from them so they couldn't earn a living? And did they take away people's pet dogs, which is like your child, and take them away and you never got it back? What exactly happened?
Yeah, not to my knowledge, the taking of the pets. I know when they, I was in jail when the crackdown came, so I wasn't there and on the ground when that happened. I know that a lot of them were heavily damaged, windows smashed. People were surrendering peacefully. There was absolutely no reason to smash windows. I think as far as the dogs go, the government of Canada and law enforcement seem to be provoking us right from the start. And actually in our emergency act inquiry we had in the fall, the evidence that came out was that the government was colluding with our mainstream media here to try and paint us very much like what happened in America on January 6th. That, you know, they already 6th, had a narrative yeah. plan. Yes.
Yeah, look, everything that's been happening.
That's probably the dog thing, yeah.
Samara, everything that's happened has been a mirror image between the United States and Canada, between Justin Trudeau and our president, maybe our president, our illegitimate president, Joe Biden. I think the real president is Barack Obama, who runs the show and gives the orders. But it's been a kind of a mirror. Whatever they do, we do. Whatever we do, they do. They learn from each other. They're all creeps, and they learn from whatever authoritarian style of dictatorship they can learn from. This you face now 10 years in prison. Your trial is in September because you criticized the government. Is there no longer free speech in Canada?
I don't believe there is. I don't believe there's been free speech in Canada for a long time. And in the actual sense of the word, I kind of wear this like a badge of honor, and I'll tell you why. Because I am 5 feet tall and I'm about 115 pounds. So I'm not very intimidating. I'm not a scary human being. But the fact that they are so terrified that they feel like I need to be jailed for 10 years. Like I said, I haven't even been in Facebook jail before. You know, I have no criminal record, no history of violence. And I kind of wear that like a badge of honor because they were obviously unsettled and felt very threatened.
Right. And just like I said a moment ago, it's kind of mirror images of what happened in Canada and the United States. My understanding is that the country was put under martial law and they designated all of you in the Canadian truckers caravan or blockade. They called you domestic terrorists. And that's what they're doing in the United States. You know, white conservatives like me are domestic terrorists, but BLM terrorists are considered nice people and no one ever arrested and nobody's ever come after them 2 years after the fact. They're coming after us 2-3 years after January 6th. They're still arresting people. They called you domestic terrorists, correct?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Among other things like racists and white supremacists and, you know, every kind of ist and phobe that you could be, they threw at us, which was just simply untrue. And you're right. It's not even just a Canadian and an American problem. This happened all over the world. There was many countries, that were in lockstep with each other, taking away the freedoms of their people.
Awful. And I am right about this though. Again, because in America we get very little news about Canada. Certainly, very little news about this Canadian blockade because the media here was scared to death. The Democrat Party was scared to death that your blockade was effective and it would catch on here. But your blockade was primarily about one issue, correct? It was forced vaccines with the COVID vaccine. Am I right about that?
It was really about all of the mandates, period. I mean, our prime minister was not going to let us get on planes and trains and travel within our own country. At the time that the convoy started, they were talking about ceasing interprovincial travel. So that would be akin to you not being able to cross the state lines in America.
State lines.
And I have family all across the prairie provinces, but my granddaughter's in Manitoba. So yeah, it was incredibly draconian. And you know, the funny thing is, the ironic thing is that they came after the healthcare workers, the frontline EMS services. They came after our police. They went after the military. Nobody stepped up and did anything. But when they came after the truckers, they did something. And they're heroes.
Didn't they? My recollection is that this is something never done in the United States. The Canadian government went after the money. People were giving you millions of dollars in small contributions. And the government took it all and confiscated it, wouldn't even let you use it for your defense. Am I correct?
You are correct, yes, yep. And I think that was probably the most unsettling thing that happened. There was, that never went before a judge. There was no court order or nothing. They just froze bank accounts.
Hey, Tamara, we're talking to Tamara Leach. She is the organizer of the 2022 Canadian Truckers Convoy, author of the new book, Hold the Line. There's so much more I want to talk to you about. We're headed to an ad break. Stay through the break, and we'll grab you on the other side and ask you a few more questions so that the American people can hear about what you all did, the heroic efforts, and how they were met by dictatorial, authoritarian dictates. Justin Trudeau playing the role of a Soviet KGB dictator in Canada. We'll be right back. More with Tamara Leach. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, rootforamerica.com. And you can email me anytime. If you want to ask Tamara a question, email me, wayneroot@gmail.com. I'll read it in the break. We'll be right back.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, My Pillow 2.0. When I invented My Pillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. My Pillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. My Pillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of My Pillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Are you a conservative warrior? A Christian patriot? Do you love America? It's time to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, they will go broke. I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservative and patriots, greatpatriotstore.com. All of the products are made in America at the highest quality and at the best prices found anywhere in the world. Greatpatriotstore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Every household product you're already buying is available at greatpatriotstore.com for a dramatically lower price. Healthier, environmentally friendly products from a pro-America company, and you save a fortune. GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. It's all shipped to your doorstep. Go now to GreatPatriotStore.com. Stop spending your hard-earned dollars with woke companies. Buy American products from an American company. GreatPatriotStore.com.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Folks, you've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow, including me. Well, Mike Liddell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these, ensuring they weren't just any old slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, 2 layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long so they could be worn both indoors and outdoors. These are now my favorite slippers ever. For a limited time, you will now save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com, promo code WAR, or call 800-659-9475.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
They're all getting in the race. Chris Christie's in the race. I have all kinds of jokes about that one. I'll save them for tomorrow. The jokes write themselves. Oh my God, he's gonna eat the competition for lunch. I've heard that one all day today. I'm sorry, Chris. I don't like the guy. I'm sorry. He's a backstabber. He was kissing Obama's butt, and he was against Mitt Romney, backstabber, and he was literally. All he does is denigrate Donald Trump and backstab Donald Trump. I can't stand the guy. So I have nothing nice to say about Chris Christie. And he's going to, from now on, just call him Mr. 0%. He's at 0% in the polls, and he'll stay at 0%. And then the governor of North Dakota, it's even more embarrassing than Chris Christie, because there's no joke that could be made. Christie's at zero. The governor of North Carolina, I don't even know his name. He's in the race. He's a nobody. He's in the race. Do these guys think they're going to be president of the United States and they think they're going to beat out Donald J. Trump? It's a joke. All right. Let me mention before I get back to my guest tomorrow, Leach, from the Canadian Truckers Convoy. I want to mention the sponsor of this show and of this segment is General Michael Flynn, a true American hero. He teams up with Clay Clark, the podcast host, to present the Reawaken America Tour, which will be in Las Vegas for the first time ever this August. Two nights with 70 of the best conservative speakers in the world, including yours truly, Wayne Allyn, both nights on the main stage in prime time, and Alex Jones and General Flynn himself, and Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump and Lara Trump and Kash Patel and Charlie Kirk and Roger Stone and Dr. Peter McCullough and comedian Jim Brewer. And of course, I saved the best for last, MyPillow chairman Mike Lindell. All of us on the same stage in Vegas for two nights. And if you use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root, you actually can name your price. Doesn't matter what the price is for the tickets. It's what you believe they're worth, what you can afford. Name your price. Use the promo code WAR at timetofreeamerica.com. That's the website, timetofreeamerica.com. Name your price with the promo code WAR. All right, back with Tamara Leach. She is the organizer of the 2022, or she was the organizer of the 2022 Canadian Truckers Convoy, author of the new book, Hold the Line. So, Tamara, do you feel like we know what you did was heroic. We know what you did was great. We know I support you, and I think it was wonderful. But did you actually achieve anything? You know, so many people, including you, got arrested, and they took their trucks away, and they confiscated money, and was there a victory in this for you guys?
Absolutely. Chris Barber said it best when we were still traveling to Ottawa, because he said, we've already won. If you would have saw, you know, the Canadians lining the highways and the overpasses, all of our stops, the absolute outpouring of love, the stories that we heard, you know, people had hope again. And so we did already win in that aspect before we even arrived in Ottawa. And then, of course, after the takedown and everything, absolutely. You know, it took a little bit of time, but within a few months, they did start lifting the mandates. And our mission was to go, to be heard, to get the mandates dropped. And, you know, I think it was overall a success, and I mean that because look at what it exposed: the banking system,
right?
Corporations like GoFundMe. Our mainstream media told nothing but absolute lies. Thank God for independent journalists and like Rebel News and True North up here and citizen
just
journalists.
Just like America.
Yes.
Just like America. Same thing. Yes. Lies, lies, lies. Social media banned you like they banned me, I'm sure, or shadow banned you, prevented our story from getting out, prevented your story from getting out. Just terrible. What's the status right now in Canada? I don't even know as far as vaccines and masks, no more lockdowns, I assume, but still vaccine mandates or just massive pressure to take them at work?
There is a lot of pressure still. I know that there's certain organizations like the public health agencies, for example, and I believe the military as well as some federal government employees still have to be vaccinated, and a lot of them are not hiring people now unless they are vaccinated.
Mm. Terrible. Now, in America, we've gotten by all that. Thank God. For the moment, anyway, nobody even brings up vaccines anymore. And very few people in America have gotten the booster. You know, 80% of the people who got the first shot have never gotten the booster. But in Canada, my understanding is people have gotten multiple boosters. Is that a correct understanding of what's going on up there?
Some of them are up to five. But wow. much like you, a lot of people here took their first two vaccines and stopped there, or maybe a two vaccines and a booster and stopped. But there, I do know people that have had five shots altogether.
Yeah, when you say much like me, you understand in America, we're different than Canada. We had the freedom to turn them down completely and say, screw you, and give the government the finger. And I've never gotten any vaccine. And about, I would guess, 40% of the population, somewhere in that range, has never gotten any vaccine. And I think about 50% of the American population might have gotten one or two and stopped. So the numbers are much lower than Canada. We're a little bit more rebellious than you guys. We love to give our finger to the government here. And I think now you guys are figuring out why, that you need to do the exact same thing. We appreciate you, Tamara. Tamara Leach, organizer of the 2022 Canadian Truckers Convoy, author of the new book, Hold the Line, My Story from the Heart of the Freedom Convoy. You can find it at the website, theconvoybook.com, theconvoybook.com. Tamara Leach, thank you for coming on the show. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, we're coming back on radio. We'll see you tomorrow on Liddell TV.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for being with me. A reporter finally asked the question. Let's talk about it. Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone. What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. If you haven't already, please like, follow, subscribe to my channel here. The website is uniteamericafirst.com. Okay, let's get right into it. you have the press corps, you know, the press corps has been in love with Joe Biden, the Democrats, the press corps, they get their information. I remember, you know, it made me think about it. If I thought about it sooner, I would have got the video clip where Nancy Pelosi said, we put the information out there to the news. And then when it comes back to us, we just confirm it. Right. So they've been telling their state media, right, that they've been doing it all along. And many of y'all probably know what I'm talking about when Nancy Pelosi said that. I thought it was really weird. It's like she's just admitting it. Yeah, we got state media. But anyways, the corruption that we see here in the United States of America when it comes to the FBI, the DOJ, the DOD, the FTC, the FFA, the just every last one, the IRS, the ATF. The corruption is like they're all against the United States of America. None of them work for the people. They all work for the Democrat Party. Every last one of them. And they've been doing this for years now. And when I'm talking about it, and I'm talking about it here, many of y'all go, well, we already know this. Tell us something we don't know. Tell us something we don't know, right? Because we know that it's so corrupt right now. My question is how do we recover from this? How do we get past this? Because the corruption is not stopping. They know that we know that they're corrupt and they're continuously doing the corruption. And then they turn around and lie to us and tell us that they're not doing the corruption. And then they get caught doing the corruption. And then they tell us that they made changes so that corruption doesn't happen again. But then again, the corruption just comes right back in a different shape or form, something else with the corruption. And it's all to benefit the left. Every last bit of it is to benefit the left. And we've all been seeing it. We've all been experiencing it. And you know what? They're not even hiding the fact that's what they're doing now. They're not even hiding it. So in the press, you do split screen here. So you have the press corps, right? You have people in the press. And they bring up the whole question about the corruption with Joe Biden, where most of the country, they see the corruption that's taking place. And then when it comes to the Biden crime family, you don't even have to question it any longer. The FBI has gone out of their way, which we'll talk about some of that tonight. The FBI has gone out of their way to defend the Biden crime family. You have Congress requesting information docs from the FBI, and the FBI is refusing to give the information to Congress, refusing to do it. If these documents are not highly classified documents, there's no reason not to do it. But listen to this reporter asking, this is Kirby, right? Listen to the reporter ask this question about the United States of America, the people in America, talking about Joe Biden's criminal, but his corruption, all the corruption that surrounds him. And I want y'all to look at the expression on his face. Watch this.
In the middle of this, there was a Harvard-Harris poll this month that found that 53% of the public, including a fourth of Democrats, believe, quote, Joe Biden was involved with his son in an illegal influence peddling scheme. There's, of course, evidence that the president interacted with his relatives, associates from China, Mexico.
Now, all of this is true. All of this information has been coming out, and we know it's true. But watch, I want y'all to pay attention. Y'all can hear him, right? Someone finally brings it up, asking the question about this corruption. And you know they don't like this right now because I'm talking about it and I'm sharing it with you. Many other people are talking about it as well. Listen.
Mexico, Kazakhstan, Russia, and Ukraine. So what do you say to the majority of Americans who believe that the president is himself corrupt?
Wow. Wow, really? Really?
Can I take that question?
The president has spoken to this, and there's nothing to these claims.
What? You hear this? He said Biden has spoken into this. Biden's spoken about this. There's nothing to these claims. So we're to believe that the Hunter Biden laptop never existed. There is no laptop. It never existed. Forget about the laptop. There is no laptop. Right? That's what they want us to believe. This is a prime example of how they're treating us and acting like we're too stupid to recognize, to understand the corruption. We see the corruption. This is why I'm asking the question. How much can we sustain? How much can the United States of America continue down the path of this corruption when we see it taking place? It's a valid question. You know, it kind of makes me think about the animated cartoons, you know, like The Simpsons and South Park, where they put the truth into these videos, into these segments. I used to watch them years and years and years ago. But anyways, they would put the truth in there and people are just looking at it laughing because they see the truth in a cartoon shape, but we know that it's actually happening in the real world. Same thing here. Joe Biden goes overseas. Hunter Biden's with him. They have all these extravagant dates. These little girls and stuff show up, right? Pictures of Hunter Biden all out there. And I will never, ever share them. I'm like scrolling through Twitter and want to pop up on the feed. And I'm honestly, this is completely disgusting. But he just said it's not even happening. It's like it's not even there. Like it's not even real. This is crazy. So you finally actually get a reporter to ask the question. I don't know who that reporter is, but that reporter should get a Nobel Peace Prize. Because that, I'm telling you, because that reporter that actually asked that question, probably, you know, they're probably going to go after that reporter to get that reporter fired.
Yeah, he's not going to be in that room anymore. Yeah,
he'll never walk through that doors again. I mean, seriously, he'll probably never walk through the door again. That's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. Wow. Shannon, don't we have an article about the FBI when it comes to them today? Did you have that article queued up? There was an article where the FBI told Congress that in order for you to see these docs pertaining to Joe Biden, the only way that you can see them is if you come to us. And this is what the FBI, this is what I'm getting out of it, what the FBI is saying. The FBI is basically saying, in order for you to see these documents that you know that we have, in order for you to see them, you have to come to us in controlled environment.
I didn't get that one. Was there an article?
Yeah, there was an article.
So you had the article.
I apologize. My bad. I didn't share. But there was.
Let me see if I can find it.
Okay, let me break it down to you if she can find an article or not. Maybe I'll give you most of it here. So you have, his name is?
Comer.
You have Comer, but I was thinking about Christopher Wray. You have Christopher Wray. He was subpoenaed to release the documents from the FBI to Comer, to Congress, because they requested him. The FBI is supposed to listen to Congress when they make these requests. But you have Christopher Wray saying no. And then today, because today was the day